Good morning, wonderful people. Great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth, we are welcoming you to another edition of Radio Biafra Live presentation on this very day, the fifth day of August in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, regardless of what you're doing, irrespective of the continent that you're in, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our beloved Biafrans on the western fringes of this very world, those of you in Canada, the ones in the United States of America, those of you all right across that very stretch. We also welcome you if you're awake, waiting for Radio Biafra, trying to contribute in whichever and whatever way you can towards the advancement of the obtaining of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. This is your radio, therefore it is mine. Not many people can say that, and we are here representing a unifying force. We unify our people right across the globe. We are in over 88 countries. We are exceptionally formidable. People should be seeking to come and be part of what we are doing. Not two or three people gathered in one room somewhere saying that they are a Biafran group. We should come and unite. That is rubbish. What have you done? What are your credentials? What are your resume? What have you accomplished? Our list is endless. The list of the indigenous people of Biafra, what they have been able to achieve, has been unsurpassed in the history of our people. If you want to be part of what we are doing, you're more than welcome to do so. Because the door is always open. Here on this radio station, we have been called to do one thing and one thing alone. To propagate this very gospel of the restoration of Biafra. To unite the children of God together all over the world. To go forth without fear before our enemies in establishing our right, our legitimate claim to an independent sovereign Biafra. All of these things we are on the road to accomplishing. For those who do not know, we have a three-phased approach to the accomplishment of our ultimate objective. We are in the second phase. On the 30th of May and preceding it, we spread this very gospel right around the face of the earth, which culminated in our remembrance of the 30th of May, which is still reverberating till this very day. We are now in the second phase of this very effort, and we are mobilizing every resource, both human and material, to ensure the successful outcome of this very endeavor. We have not come out of our own volition. We did not even want to come, some of us. But Chukwu Abiama, the Almighty God, found it in His mercy to determine that we must come. And that is why we have come, and in so doing, we have applied ourselves, we have devoted all that we could ever be in the service of our country, in this very noble calling, that the will of God and not that of man may prevail upon our lives. Therefore, we are eternally grateful. We pray. We offer blessing, we offer adoration to the name of the Almighty God Chukwu Abiama for His continued grace amongst us, for His kindness towards His children, that He may ultimately fulfill His own words which He made to our progenitors, that only but if we can turn back and return to Him, that He would restore our inheritance. That is what we have done. That is what we will continue to do. That is why this land, Biafra, will be offered up as sacrifice to the Most High God in praise and in worship of Him and His holy name now and forever. Therefore, wherever you are, we welcome you. If you are not already listening via satellite, which most people do in Africa, then we recommend www.radiobiafra.co. That is our principal website. That is where you get all the information pertaining to the efforts we are making to restore the pride, the dignity, the honor of our people. Cruelly taken away from us when the amalgamation happened in 1914. That was the day we ceased to be a people and we are turned forcibly into animals. The day we accepted the dictates of one man against the wishes and the will of God. The day that we surrendered our humanity. The day that the last shred, the last semblance of honor and dignity was taken away from us. From then, we became lackeys. From then, we became mere animals following the dictates of the British till this very day. And we have seen how far we have come. Our development as a people, our capacity to influence the outcomes around where we are, our ability to utilize resources, both man and material around us, to advance our development as a people has been stunted. We have not been able to do any of those things because we have been infinitely incapable of mastering our environment as a result of the brand of colonialism that was imposed upon us. Therefore, we see the restoration of Biafra as more than just mere independence. We see it as a liberation of the physical, the mental, and the spiritual potential of our people to go forth and claim their rightful position amongst the community of nations. That is what we are here to do. And Chukwu Abiamah knows that is what we will accomplish. Because there is nothing that will stop us. There is nothing that is going to make us to prevaricate, to stutter. Nothing will lead us to contemplate retreat. And we can never surrender. We haven't done so in the past. We do not envisage doing so in the future. Therefore, if you're part of this very noble family worldwide, and as long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow itself, there is no way the will of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiamah, will not prevail upon our lives. And the physical manifestation of that prevalence of the will of God is the coming of the absolute uncompromising sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of God and not of man, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I welcome you. I therefore encourage you to welcome other people. If you're struggling, if you're speaking to people about listening to Radio Biafra and they tell you that they are struggling, please ask them to go to Google. Just say, how do I listen to Radio Biafra? All the options will be there available. We are on TuneIn.com. We are on RadioForest.net. These are places where only serious radio stations are listed. Only serious ones are listed here. If you go to these places, you will be able to listen to Radio Biafra. We are on BiafraRestoration.com, BiafraVoice.com, IPOB.org. We are on PeopleOfBiafra.org and also on IndigenousPeopleOfBiafra.org. We span the length and breadth of this very new media platform, and through it, the propagation of the will of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiamah, is being accomplished on a daily basis, twice every blessed day, 7 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. in the evening, Biafra land time. That is when we offer this very rendition of this very gospel as ordained by heaven itself. We welcome you. And as always, our lines will soon be open after our news headlines and accompanying news summary. If you wish to be part and parcel of what we are doing this morning, by means of wishing to offer up your opinion, your advice, your suggestion as to how best we can accomplish this very noble task placed before us, then the number to call is +44208 133 9976. We have another number as well. That very number is +44 78 313 08 376, +44 78 313 08 376. We are on Skype as well, Radio Biafra 1 and also Radio Biafra. Any of those means you choose to get through to us, you will be able to do so. Therefore, we welcome you. I will then go forth, and before I do so, should remind you that anytime the very eminent barrister himself, an attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, is able to join us, I shall bring him to you. I will bring the barrister to your attention. Please tell those around you that you're listening to Radio Biafra. Tell them we are here twice every blessed day, morning and night. Tell them we are firmly entrenched in executing the phase two of our three-phased approach to the restoration of Biafra. Tell them that's what we're doing. The phase two is on. You are not privileged to know everything that is happening, but we are doing immense work to accomplish that very singular outcome. I will now go forward to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary. The United States of America have said that the capture of Borno towns places the reputation of the zoo's military at stake. By zoo, we mean the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, a place that is inhabited by wild animals. The United States is maintaining that the reputation of the military of the zoo is at stake following the fall of most Borno towns. The question any right-thinking person should ask the United States of America is, when did this zoo acquire any semblance of, you know, military might that is worthy of respect, that is worthy to be classified as being reputable? Since when? Which theater of battle, in which campaign did this very army distinguish itself that may lead neutral observers to even vaguely acknowledge that there is something resembling superior might when it comes to the army of the zoo? Before I go any further, or as the barrister will say, before any advent, I also copy from the barrister, before any advent, before I proceed any further, it is my honor, my duty, my unique privilege to once again bring to the attention of Biafrans all over the world and friends of Biafra the presence of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. Barrister, please, our people are waiting. You will acknowledge them if you may.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Good morning, fellow Biafrans. Director, I had to call early because you sound a bit slow. I said, let me ginger you up. And as soon as you mention my name, no, you are gingered up. Yeah. Fellow Biafrans, good morning, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. A very fine morning for all of us. Biafrans, always a pleasure to speak in with you every morning, every evening. It's a pleasure because we are happy doing what we are doing. We are happy being part of that Biafra restoration. We can never say it just so casually because we make business here. We love all of you. We thank you, Kwa Biama, that we have woken up this morning. And of course, some of you are still waking up to joining us. We are grateful for everything you have been doing for Biafra, Radio Biafra, and the people of the world. We thank you to tune in. Get your friends to join us here because we speak one gospel, the truth on restoration of Biafra. We are harmless. All we will use here is our mouth. We have no guns, we have no weapon. Apart from getting ready to go back home. And surely we will do so. I thank all of you, Director. I thank you once again. And please, people that are calling in, those who love Biafra, those who have interest in what we do, don't cajole us here. Don't play with us so that God will not be mocked. If you pick your call, stop saying hello, hello, hello. Those people who are calling and saying hello, 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 we know you. We know you are mocking yourselves. You hear just you make a fool of yourself. Just say hello, hello, hello. You know we are hearing you. You know we are hearing you, and we know that you are hearing us. Stop mocking about on this station. We are here to restore Biafra. I know some of you are very happy that you are enslaved because you have House of Fulani Boko Haram sponsoring you and your family. House of Fulani Boko Haram are not sponsoring everybody. We are here for those who nobody can speak with and speak for and speak about. We are here for the little kids on the zoo street selling peanuts and oranges in order to help their family. We are here to speak for those who have been bombed, littered, their dead body all over the place in the zoo. We are here to speak for those that Chukwuebiamah created, yet none of you are looking after them. We are speaking for those who none of you can ever look after their families. Radio Biafra here is not for selfish people. We are here talking on behalf of those who nobody can speak for. Therefore, if you're a well, meaningful human being, not only Biafra, do not call here to play with us. So that Chukwuebiamah will not punish you and punish your entire generation. Be careful of what you do. Chukwuebiamah is watching whatever everybody does in this our lifetime. Don't play with 5.2 million Biafrans that died. Nobody has ever come to their rescue. Be very careful, people. Be very careful. If you're a Biafran, stop messing about with us here. We are not kidding. We are talking for Chukwuebiamah himself, trying to restore our people's pride once again, especially our women. We've been battered and bruised, brutalized. We are no longer happy for what is going on. If you think you want to play, you want to crack joke, please call other stations. We are getting fed up with all this trickery and all this foolishness of all of you. Those who think that we just come here, pay for the airtime, and then all we hear, one individual calling more than five times. Hello, hello, hello. What does that make you? A clever individual or a fool? Please, when you pick your call, turn off your listening devices. How many times do we say this? A wise person will only learn something once. If you're a fool, either you learn from those who are wise, or please, turn away. Radio Biafra is an education. It's a university. Good morning, Director.
Good morning, Barrister. Thank you very much for that. And if the idiot decides to call again today by saying hello, 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 if you say hello two times, we'll cut you off. Very simple. Only twice and you're off. And that same number will be blocked. Then you go and try another one. We are not here to play games. We know that some of you are monkeys. That is why you were colonized. That is why you're so wretched. That is why we all live abroad. But those of us here piloting the affairs of the people of Biafra, by the grace of God, we don't intend to be classed as such. Therefore, we don't behave like monkeys, as some of these people do sometimes. This is Radio Biafra, we welcome you wherever you are. Irrespective of where you find yourself this morning, afternoon, evening or night, depending on where you are in the world, because the world keeps spinning around the sun. Hence, you have different time zones across the world. One thing is certain. One thing is paramount. That we are, as always, without fail or hesitation, going to propagate this very gospel. This very gospel of truth. This message that will restore hope. This very message that will ensure that people who we are once removed from the center of every economic and political activity, that they are once again given hope and their places restored. Therefore, anybody who has been marginalized, removed, anybody who has been rendered both economically and politically destitute, will once again be restored. Every human being counts for somebody in the new Biafra we are building. Everybody, regardless and irrespective of your background. It doesn't matter who you are. As long as you're a Biafran, as long as you're a child born in Biafra land, you will have all the benefits accruing to anybody who can stand up and say that indeed I am a child of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. That is who we are. We must acknowledge that. That is why we bear the names that we do. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We should continue because that is the only thing for us to do. And the barrister will remain with me. Barrister Mamezu has remained with me. I must reiterate our news headline that the United States of America is saying that the capture of a spate of towns in Borno State places the reputation, the non-existent, never before acquired reputation of the zoo at stake. You place something at stake that you had before. What I want to ask the USA, in which battlefield, in which theater of war has this very army distinguished itself before? To warrant them or to expect from them any type of extraordinary feat to be accomplished in the Borno theater? The answer is no, nowhere at all. The only time that the zoo army did something, it was led by a Biafran, General Aguironsi. The only time that the army has actually done something credible. People think that the outcome of the war between Biafra and Nigeria is as a result of Nigerian soldiers. The answer is no. Arab soldiers came. OAU soldiers came to fight with the zoo army. Britain supported very actively, covertly and overtly the efforts of Go On to kill the children of God. That was why they succeeded. Russia supplied MiG fighters at the request of the British. The French supported Biafra. After a while, they consigned it to relief effort. Because Britain said that Biafra is their playground. These monkeys in Africa, in West Africa, in Nigeria, they belong to us. So that the world should stay away. And the world stayed away while people were being experimented with. The newest version of it is Ebola, HIV, AIDS, and all the rest of it. We know what they're doing because, of course, Africa is one giant laboratory. Constant supply of monkeys for experimentation. They will never run out. Ebola is the latest offering. Colonialism was there. Fake, fictitious, and, if I can put it, hypocritical nationalism was there. The nationalism of Awolowo. How can you produce a very fine fighting force out of that? People thought that Nigeria defeated Biafra. It's a lie. Of course, they know that very well. The forces of communism and capitalism combined together for the first and only time in human history to defeat a common enemy, a very tiny country called Biafra. The question is why? Because most of them know that the dwelling place of the Most High God is in Biafra land. And they didn't want it to come. Because with the coming of Biafra will come the glory of God upon the face of the earth. They know that very well. Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram takes over another town in Yobe. No longer Borno, they have come to Yobe. As I told you, their march is unstoppable. They are coming. And by the time they get to Biafra land, all those idiots at the World Igbo Congress, everybody will run helter-skelter. Everybody will want to bring out the parents, your mom, your dad, your grandparents. Everybody will start to apply for visa. You start to apply for visa lottery. Britain will have over 60 million refugees at their doorstep. Then they will understand what they have done to themselves. They will understand what they have done to themselves. Europe will be inundated with a flood, a tidal wave, a tsunami of refugees. By then, they will know in their next life never to dabble into the affairs of other people. These are the remnants, the effects of colonialism. Very, very damaging, very, very debilitating. These are the effects of it. another town has fallen. Mind you, this is ever since the recruits left the front line and the so-called chief of army staff came and took over. Town after town has fallen to Boko Haram. They have been making gains in lightning speed. In lightning speed. Where is the air force of the air marshal? You have an air marshal. What is the air force? There is no air force, but you have an air marshal. Insane people. Insane people. In Maiduguri, that place of flies, Ijiji, that's the only two things you have in Maiduguri is heat and flies. Heat and flies, the only two things you have in Maiduguri. But people live there. Igbo people live there. Where they build their hotels. Most of them have been killed. Their business is destroyed. They have run away the second time. That is why I feel no pity for them. If they kill you in the north, I'll never shed a tear for you. Because most of them are hopeless. The same place you went to before, they killed you. They killed your grandparents. Your father took you back to, and you established there. You deserve to die of your stupidity. In Maiduguri, 12,000 civilian volunteers demand permission from the government to go after Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram. These are Hausa people. This is another way of Boko Haram to gain money, to gain entry officially, so they can get into the army and destroy the army from within. Boko Haram, ISIS, Al-Qaeda land every tactics in Iraq. You know what they did in Iraq? They infiltrated the Iraqi army and Iraqi police. From within, they killed it off completely. Killed it off. Nuru al-Maliki's regime in Iraq is only but dead. Dead. These men are very brave. They infiltrated the police and the army in Iraq and destroyed it from within. That is exactly what Boko Haram is doing. They have offered up all these people saying we want to join the army. They will go into the army, they will destroy it from within. I love their tactics anyway, but ours is superior to theirs. Believe you me, superior to it. The Zoo government gives 7-day ultimatum to prosecute Sheriff over sponsoring of Boko Haram terrorists. Jonathan, if he has the liver to prosecute these Hausa Fulani bigots. Buhari, Babangida, Sheriff, Atiku Abubakar, Sanusi Lamido Sanusi, and the Sultan of Sokoto, Abubakar Said III. These are the principal, the chief sponsors of Satan. Boko Haram, these are the people. Britain gave them power. Britain gave everything to Hausa Fulani. You'll be asking yourself, why Janjaweed? Why Hizbah? Why do you have Maitasine? But you have everything. You are the ones governing. You are the ones ruling. You said Biafran people can never rise above a particular position. You came and put in, even deepened the enmity between the various clans that make up Biafra land. So they can have access. You have all the oil blocks. Everything is Hausa owned. Why are you then killing people? These are the questions that people do not ask. What is left of Igbo people? Yoruba pastors took it. The little that is left. Yorubas use their media to convince and brainwash gullible Igbo people to go and join them in their useless churches and make them even richer so they can buy private jets. 5 richest pastors in the world are Yoruba people. Common sense, simple common sense should have prevailed upon our people. They should have seen this grand plan coming. It's always there is a way to do it. Oh, okay, see, me, there's a way to do it. We balance, we strategize. Bung, rubbish, for nonsensical. All they are looking for is a place to gain entry into high office that they may loot and steal money and then develop businesses in Hausa land. Their end is near, I tell you. We have not come in peace. No, not at all. No, we haven't. Because behind us comes hell. We will stop at nothing until a full revolution takes place. Everybody found complicit in the death of our people must pay. Be they Igbo men, Biafran men, or Hausa Fulani, include Yoruba into that as well. Nobody goes free. Nobody at all goes free. I am buoyed up by the resilience of the Biafran families all over the world. I am encouraged by what they are doing. I can see resilience. That is what we want to see. The backbone of this very effort is resilience. the ability of our people, no matter how they are shaken, to stand very strong upon the pillar of truth. Why do you think our enemies are afraid of us? Because we speak the truth. Why are they running from meeting us in the open, not in secret? Because truth is overwhelmingly powerful, and we have it on our side. We are continuing to tweet. The Twitter campaign is never ever going to stop. Next Tuesday, prepare yourselves, please. The tweets must be prepared next Tuesday. Must be prepared. And some announcements will be made on Sunday regarding the full and final structure that will take us into Biafra land. Those who will be heading those committees will not be announced in the public. They will not be announced in the public because their work is very sensitive. But that we shall bring to your hearing on Sunday. Very, very important. A very critical announcement will have to be made on Sunday. Now the news in greater detail. The United States of America warned yesterday that the reputation of the Nigeria's military, the Zou military, was at stake while the future of the country and her children was in jeopardy following the capture of some towns in the northeastern part of the Zou in the last few days by Boko Haram terrorists. This came as Chief of Defense Staff Air Marshal Alex Bade revealed that for the country to win the war against terrorism, there was the need for diplomatic lobbying for foreign assistance in areas of equipment. America is telling you that the future of the country is in jeopardy. America wrote their report many, many years ago saying that the Zou will come to an end come 2015. People didn't believe them. Because Americans are our friends, we have very good friends now in America, and we want to remain in their good books. We want to do business with America. We want ordinary Americans to understand the plight of Biafrans. We want our people to appreciate that there are good people in America. Very good people. The same mindset that led some white folks in America, the way they would put it, to agitate for the end of slavery. There are those people with the heart and mind of Abraham Lincoln. They still exist amongst the white folks in America. They will come to our rescue. They have started coming to our rescue. And we are going to make things happen as a result of their help, as a result of their support. Because ultimately, America will have more to gain from Biafra land than any other country in Africa. They will have more to gain than any other country in Africa. That is why it is important, that is why it is necessary, that we pay heed and very close attention to anything coming out from the United States of America. These are their words, not ours. And is anybody going to stop Boko Haram? The answer is no. If nobody is going to stop them, that means that the Zou is finished. You cannot stop Boko Haram. Dialogue cannot stop them. Military force cannot stop them because Boko Haram are actually in the army of the Zou. So how are they going to win? If you expect a Biafran person serving in the army not to shoot against Biafrans in a time of war, how do you expect Boko Haram members in the army to fire against their own people? It's impossible. Look at the history of the army of the Zou. When Obasanjo decided to destroy Udi, when Yar'Adua decided to go into Warri, go into all the coastal areas of Biafra land to destroy lives and properties, they used exclusively Hausa men. That's the way they operate. Hausa Fulani only. So there'll be no mercy. But due to the overwhelming presence of Hausa Fulani people in the army, they have no choice than to send them to the front line. And they say, we can't fire against our own people, and who can blame them? They send you to war to go to your village to gank people in your village. Is that possible? You say no now. That is why the Zou is finished. That is why we must make it, you know, and the Igbo people. We must try as much as we can to hurry up. Because time is no longer on our side. Time is not on our side any longer. We continue. As the battle for Bama in Borno State with Boko Haram and Nigerian troops continues, Gulani Local Government Area Council in Yobe State has been captured by Boko Haram terrorists. The takeover of Gulani Local Government brings to two the number of local government areas under the control of the insurgents in the state, with Gujba earlier captured 1 month ago. You think it's only in Borno? Yobe State is also falling to Boko Haram. They are well coordinated. Their attacks very, very vicious. And oh my dear Lord, consistent. That's what I like about them. They are consistent. Our people change over time. Indeed. Oh, we are doing Biafra today. Oh, tomorrow, let us drop the word sovereignty. Next tomorrow, let us join politics and do something. Rubbish. Every blessed year you change. Look at Hausa Fulani people, they don't change. Maitasine, the same thing. Janjaweed, the same thing. Hisba, the same thing. Consistently, if you ask them, this started from Othman Damfodio. You ask them, they say, we want to Islamize everybody in Nigeria. Till today, they're still pursuing it. That is the consistency I respect. I may not like what they're doing, but at least I respect them for their consistency. They want to Islamize you, and they're not stopping. And they will do so. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work. We continue to do it in truth and in all honesty. We move on. We continue. This is what we are doing. This is what we must continue to do. This is what we must continue to do. We must continue to do this because this is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do so. We should continue to do so. What we are doing, what we are going to do in the future is subject to this very test. Are you consistent? Some of you change. After a while, you say, oh, why don't we go to court? Why don't we go to the bathroom to go and get Biafra? Why don't we do A? Why don't we do B? But at least with Hausa Fulani people, they are consistent. From time immemorial, they have been the same. They have never changed. They have remained very, very resolute. Everything they said they are going to do, they have been able to accomplish it, and they are marching forward. But look at our people. 1 minute you're part of Nigeria. The next minute you want to do Biafra. The next minute, oh, okay, see me. The other time you are campaigning for PDP, for APC, for ABGA. You don't know where you stand anymore. But look at Hausa Fulani people. Ahmadu Bello said it. That this is the estate of their fathers. They want to go and take it. And since then, they've been working very, very hard. All the money they stole from the zoo, all the money they stole from the oil wells of Biafra land, they have used it to fund Boko Haram to accomplish that thing that Ahmadu Bello said. That is consistency. They don't change. Consistency. Our people is after 2 days. I'm tired. This thing is not moving fast enough. Let's try something new. No wonder Hausa Fulani people are in control of our lives. They don't change easily. They believe in something and they believe in it. End of. But for us, we don't quite understand. We don't quite appreciate. We don't quite accept the need to be consistent. Things may not be good today, but there is nothing to say it won't be better tomorrow. You have to be consistent. Don't change. Just be consistent for once in your lives and you see what will happen. Be consistent. Believe in Biafra. Believe in the gospel preached by Radio Biafra and you stand on it. I feel sorry for those that fall. Hausa Fulani people will raise Rocha Sokrocha. Rocha Sokrocha will go and float a group of very wretched, poverty-stricken people and say they're doing Biafra. They will send you an inbox or call you on the phone and you will fall for their tricks. And where are they today? Where are they today? No, we are to be found. Because your hearts are deceitful. If all these people sent by Rocha Sokorocha, if they are able to convince you, it means that you are a deceitful person inside you. You are not an honest human being. You can never be honest in your lives. Ask those of them coming to you. Are they honest people? Ask them, what has become of your life? Who are you that you're talking to me? These people are failures. Abject failures they are. Looking for money to eat, to survive. Okorocha picked them up. Very desperate people. Like Alamajiri in the north. Picked them up like Alamajiri on the street. Say to them, oh, please take Nigeria to court. Something is, yeah, let's follow. Us in our stupidity. Not knowing that these are desperate, useless men without shame. Where are they today? They have abandoned the rubbish they are doing for somebody's sitting room somewhere in Germany, yapping rubbish every blessed day. Can they do their own? The answer is no. The money that Moses Wigwe gave them, where is the money to run a radio station? Have they not given up? They have, of course. Now they're in Germany talking garbage every blessed day. Hausa Fulani, that is how intelligent Hausa people are. Hausa people had to come to you to create a Biafran group for you. You claim you're intelligent, yes. Oh, Hausa, I will take issue with the barrister this morning. Oh, Hausa, they don't know anything. Hausa, Hanachinama, they don't know. But Hausa people, we are clever enough to come and create a pro-Biafra group for you. To confuse you even further. And most of you fell for it. Because you are hungry, you are wretched. Hunger and wretchedness. You are looking for money from Okorocha in order to survive as a people. And Hausa Fulani people are overrunning your towns and territories in their own area, of course, not ours. Heading for your place. They are coming after you. Do you think Okorocha will save you? Is that what you think? Do you think that a so-called pro-Biafra group working with Okorocha, Hausa Fulani, APC, Boko Haram, you think they will save you? The answer is no. Because they have been compromised. The same way that Ken Seruwa was killed is how all these people are going to be massacred. They know that very well. They don't know the way that Hausa people think. They are about to find out how they think. These are the idiots. They send you a message, they inbox you, and you fall for it. There was a Biafran in Thailand, one of the key officers of what we are doing, that fell for this trick. And I looked at him and said that Chukwu Abiyama is great. That has revealed the heart of this very human being. They speak very well. You think that they are normal. They talk, they speak in very fine language. You think they're okay. But they have come to the end of the road. Ha, what's that going wara? Now they want to mix with us. Because they understand that we have something that even surpasses the resilience of Boko Haram, Hausa Fulani, Islamic jihadists. We are far more resolute than them. Those that understand us the way we operate know that we don't change. I have been doing Biafra for 19 years. I have never changed. I have never. Go and ask them. Never, not for one single day have I changed. The same thing I'm saying. Any of them that you speak to, your so-called Igbo rubbish elite politicians, Ndushi, go and ask them. They will tell you. We don't change. The same thing you hear in the morning, the same thing here in the afternoon and evening. We don't change. I have never changed for 19 years, and I don't intend to change. The only thing we lack are weapons. We don't have them. If we do, I'm not a general. I didn't go to school to study any war tactics, but I'm telling you that we will command men that will defeat this very army of Nigeria. I'm telling you the truth. We will defeat them. We didn't. None of us went to military school, army school, to go and do this, to understand how to do tactical maneuver by abandoning your positions and running into Cameroon. But this very army of the zoo is defeatable. They are not strong. I'm telling you, they're not. We continue our work. They have overrun another town. They said that Jonathan said I'm asking all the service chiefs to go to Maiduguri to oversee the effort. As soon as they came, town after town is falling. They have the people behind them, of course Yoruba, to go and kill other people. What happened? What became of them? Some of the ex-servicemen who had served in the military, the police, and with the SSS said today that they wish to join the youth in the civilian joint task force to stop Boko Haram's incessant attacks and recent string of triumphs over demoralized Nigerian soldiers based in the violence-ravaged northeast of the Zoo. With military officials and the government of Borno State quietly backing away from claims that the strategic town of Bama was still in the control of the Nigerian army, which is a lie. That's Pollon. But the Yoruba men are in charge, so lies and deception will, of course, obtain. Yorubas are liars, they're cheats. They run the GHQ, or is it DHQ or QGH? Where all the lies about the war spews from. Lagos-based Fairy lawyer, they're always Fairy from Lagos, Yoruba people, Femi Falana, has given the federal government 7 days to prosecute the former Borno State Governor Senator Ali Modu Sheri for allegedly sponsoring Boko Haram or face his wrath, a Yoruba man. Or face our wrath, Yoruba. What he means is that he will go to newspapers as to start yapping. The Punch newspaper will carry it. Maybe Vanguard may carry it if you pay them very well. Of course, you need to pay Guardian to carry any rubbish you want them to write for you. And then Nation will carry it, is a Yoruba paper. And also, what's the other one? Is the Code Observer. They will carry it. These are Yoruba papers. That's what he means. When he says, you face my wrath from a Yoruba man, it means I will go to a newspaper and I'll start criticizing you. That's all. They don't do anything. Yoruba. Have you seen two Yoruba man trying to fight before? It takes him about 10 minutes to take off only his slippers. 10 minutes to take off slippers. Ordinary slippers. His abuela, the one he's wearing, before he finishes taking over, you knock him on the head and you fall down. Yoruba, you first man. Yoruba from a Yoruba man. Oh God, please. Lagos-based lawyer, my foot. Yoruba people. Daft. Wretched cowards there. Our people should give us guns to allow us one to meet up expectations. We need arms. That's all we need. And then the world will know there is a force that is capable of stopping Boko Haram. That we are more fanatical than they are. They want Islam to get into our land and we want Biafra to keep them out. Let's see which one is greater. Only if the world can come to their senses. Only if Obama can listen to reason. Only if countries of the world can give Biafra the support that it needs. They will see what we can do. We will stop these people ravaging everywhere. We are Biafrans after all. We are Biafrans. That is the difference. That is the name that you mentioned there to Boko Haram and they will run away. Only Biafra you need to mention and say that, do you know that Biafra now has the authority to stand as a country from other parts of the world? Boko Haram will stop, they will just run away. Because their fathers told them what they encountered when they came. That without arms, without help, with our hands tied behind our back, blindfolded by the British, we still fought a war for 3 years. Against the combined forces of communism and capitalism, something that has never happened before in the history of the world. A communist country and a capitalist country cooperating, or countries as the case may be, in order to defeat a very tiny country called Biafra. Until Biafra stands on his own, violent Islam will continue all over the world as punishment for what the world did against Biafra. The only way for them to redeem themselves is to allow Biafra to stand. Once Biafra stands, all of this nonsense, Boko Haram will disappear overnight. They must know that. We continue. President Goodluck Jonathan has applauded the attention his administration is giving the Igbo, whom he said are well represented in his government and are being appointed to positions which no previous administrations ever gave to them. The president also said that Igbo had also benefited from many projects completed by his government in the southeast. What are those projects completed by Jonathan? Anyway, he's addressing Igbo people who for many decades have been lying and deceiving themselves. Therefore, if you lie to them, they will accept it. Jonathan said he is elevating Igbo people to positions they never previously enjoyed. That is a distortion of historical fact. I don't know if Jonathan is learned or not, but we shall educate him. Jonathan, before you came, there was a man called Onnamdi Azikiwe. Incidentally, you have his name. Did you appoint him? Before or after that, there was Agu Ironsi. Did you appoint Agu Ironsi? There was also Nwafor Orizu. Did you appoint Nwafor Orizu? So what was all these nonsense positions they never pre- as if you're doing us a favor. You're doing Ndibu a favor. In a country they claim that they belong to, I am elevating them to positions which means that they can never inherit the presidency of the zoo. That's what you're saying. If the positions you have given to them is not because they merited, but it is in your gift to give to them, that means they are not worthy. Our people don't understand English language. That is the problem we have. When people say something to you, try and go back and analyze it. Ask questions. Ask yourself very pertinent questions. You will come to the same realization, the same understanding that indeed what you're being fed sometimes is garbage. You must understand that. You must understand it. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open once again. We welcome you wherever you are. Our lines, as always, will remain +44 208 133 9976. If I'm not mistaken, we know that this line is active and it is working. And also +44 78 313 08 376. That line is also working. Our Skype lines are here, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. But I must defer, as protocol demands, to the very eminent barrister himself, whom I shall invite back to please offer us, in the only way that he can, his understanding, analysis, and take on what you are presenting this morning, please. Barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Thank you for the analytical news you always produce in a fine, wonderful way. That is so condescending, so upsetting, so degrading, so manipulative that Goodluck Jonathan could make such a statement on the Igbos, elevating them to the position they've never enjoyed before.
It's an insult, Barrister, isn't it?
That was very, very condemnable.
Of course it is. But they were clapping.
Goodluck Jonathan's term in office has impoverished people from Lagos down to the eastern region. When Mbakwe was there, we had a very good switch system that once it rains everywhere just dried up within a short period of time. Before Goodluck Jonathan came, before the Hausa Fulani came to ravage our land and villages, we had yam, especially in Owerri. We don't have yam no more. What position is it? Sharing of money and sharing of blood. Is that a position he has elevated them to? That was a regrettable statement. And I tell you, some of all these will be jumping up and down. He has spoken. Shame on all of you. Lord Jonathan, what has befallen upon you is House of Fulani Boko Haram. That now we have factional countries in the same zoo, being ruled by Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, and you're answering a president and prepared to go for the next one. What a shame. What have you done? What position have you elevated the Igbos? Is it the airport that has been subcontracted to Hausa Fulani Boko Haram? Or is it what? What is it? Only Akanibiam. There is no other airport in the eastern region, in Biafra land. Is it a seaport that is very in operation? What is it? Obviously, all the industries have been closed. Factories closed. That's what you've elevated. Very, very insulting, Goodluck Jonathan. We don't blame you. The Igbos thought that you are a Biafran. They voted for you. They put you in the position only to hear stories, excuses, lies, fabrication. That's all they hear from you. When they make noise, you share blood and share money with them, according to your wife. see that people are sharing blood. I know she wants to say shedding blood, because that's all they know there. They share money, they share blood. Director, I find this very, very rude, very, very insultive, seriously condescending from Gloria Jonathan. Say that rubbish. And I've been thinking as he's bringing the news. What has he ever done in that land? What? Director, is there any that you can think of, or is there any that you could remember?
None whatsoever. Can you remember anyone? No, he has built a phantom second Niger Bridge. Where is the second Niger Bridge? Have you seen it before? Have you seen it?
Look at all that. For where? Look at all. Who sacked Seludua? Who sacked the other sister of us who was working with immigration? Who sacked Ihejiri? He's elevating them.
Or the Megu of population census. Or
exactly.
The census people.
He's elevating them. Director, we are here on Radio Biafra to remind people their footsteps in case they do forget. We don't, because we have records here. And so people don't even need to go deep down to the records. We remember it as it goes. What a shame. You know, Jonathan, you've done more damage than you will ever do in any community. Once there is any disaster, you see him fly to Sokoto. This guy is a Hausa Fulani man. He may not be Boko Haram, but he's Hausa Fulani. Accidentally born in Ijaw. When there is a flood in Sokoto, this guy will fly within the next day. What disaster has befallen the Biafrans he has ever tackled? He'll be there, they'll be instructing him on what to do. Sack this person, he will. Look at the person he appointed for the military. Go and visit Maiduguri. They have visited. Look at what is happening. Boko Haram are encroaching village from village to village. And what is annoying me, Director, is this. The British are there. Chibok girls. Americans are there. Chibok girls. Chinese, what are they doing in that place? I keep wondering. America is saying that it's a disgrace why the military are there and Boko Haram are encroaching. What exactly are Americans doing in that place? I've been wondering. Asking serious questions. They have intelligence. They don't want to share with the zoo army. Fine. But what have you done with the intelligence you've collected? I said this to you before, Director. My mom says, if these people are not finding anything, they should leave that place and come back to your respective homes. What are they doing? They are not even preventing Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, which means they are supporting them. Because if you're in a position, you are not doing A. You must have done B, either by commission or omission. Now, they are not committing anything, which means they are omitting what they're supposed to do. Therefore, Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are flourishing. Director, I don't know if people are thinking the way I think.
Yes, they are.
Director, you say you would take an issue with me that Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are intelligent.
Yes.
I repeat, they are not.
They are.
They are.
Intelligent. Let me finish.
Director, what I can take from you and what I believe is their religion has made them very, very dogmatic because they believe in Allah. That is one. When it comes to intelligence, the British people are egging them, supporting them, abetting them, and in fact, feeding them with everything. Don't forget, these are people who say, we don't want one Nigeria. Because of the oil British people will get in our land, you can stay there. Don't forget Aburi. Who is making them to stand on their foot? British. When you say these people are intelligent, the only thing I will believe, Director, and that is standard, constant, is their religion. They believe in it, and their religion is kill. And that's why they are killing. They cannot deviate from their religion. Anything written in the book of Quran, they will take it to the highest order. But when it comes to intelligence, Director, Zeropa, I will take you to any court in land, and I win. They are being supported by the British. That is why any time we are trying to say or do anything, we are being attacked by the British. Why? Because they know that our brain surpasses that of them. That's why they are helping us out for the Boko Haram to do whatever they want to do. Director, let me stand and hear you.
Thank you very much. What I have to say in response to you, Barrister, is this. Intelligence comes from knowing what you want and sticking to it. That is why I believe that they are intelligent. Before the British influence ever came upon Hausa Fulani people, their stated goal, their aim is to dip the Quran on the Biafran side of the Atlantic Ocean. And they have been fighting it very, very consistently for a very long time. First of all, they convinced, they are Muslims, you said, is that correct?
Absolutely.
They convinced the British. Of course, they got into bed for various reasons. They need each other. They convinced the British to support them. Till tomorrow morning, the British will support Hausa Fulani people. It's in the British blood. It's in their nature to support them. And they will. But these people are not Christians, mind you. The British are Christians. They brought you the Bible. They managed to convince the British to support, or the British managed to convince them. I don't know what happened. But at the end of the day, they are the ones enjoying the influence of the British more than any other group of people. That is number one. Number two, it takes an intelligent man to be ideologically consistent the way they have been. You see the outcome, the ultimate goal, and you keep pursuing it. You don't change. You remain on where you are because you understand that one day you will wear them down and you will succeed. How about our people? Can you tell me one ideology we have been able to sustain? This Biafra that you and I are doing with other Biafrans all over the world, which version of Biafra? Is it the sixth one that we are doing now? Or the seventh one? These are the things, of course, the theme Biafra has been running, the mantle of leadership have been changing. We understand that, yes, it has always been Biafra. But with Hausa Fulani people, the consistency have always been there. They have always managed to build alliances. And I will tell you why also they're intelligent, barrister. The same politicians you have in Biafra land, you have in Hausa land. But because the Hausas collectively and Fulani people believe in the jihadist tendencies amongst all of them, their own politicians are funding the advance of Boko Haram. Your own politicians are selling you out to these same people. It takes an intelligent people to work and to cooperate in such a manner. That is the difference.
Okay. Director, you've made your point effectively. Director, as I said earlier, religion, Muslim, binded all these people together. One faith, one voice, one idea.
Are we not Christians?
No.
Not religion? Is Christianity not religion?
Christianity, we yes. are divided in factional portions. Jehovah Witness, Cherubim and Seraphim, Catholic, Zionist, we are divided in many factional portions. As a result, we don't have one mind. Director, I know you attend to CMS when you were younger.
Yes.
Catholic, when I was younger. Jehovah Witnesses, Cherubim and Seraphim, all these are called Christianity. They have no one single mind. Now, when the British people came, the house has told them, do not tamper or make any mess with our religion. Because this religion is working. Now, you're right. They are politicians. Because they are Muslims, they pray for Allah. They steal money and put it in Islamic coffers so as to protect. Because that's what the Quran says. If you are in a position and you did not help your people, when you die, God will send you straight to hellfire. That is why Lamido Sanusi, Babangida them, Atiku, whenever they go there, they steal and give it to Islamic nations to carry on with their businesses. Director, what is holding the house of Fulani Boko Haram is just one mind. This is their religion, and that's why they told British, do not tamper with it. But they sowed the seed of division via Christianity amongst their friends. That is why we don't agree with each other. If you're Cherubim and Seraphim, your daughter would never marry somebody who is from apostolic. That is the division sowed within us. But when it comes to intelligence, the director will argue to infinity. They are being fed by the British people. And that is why, up to today, we are still suffering the effect. Good morning, director.
Good morning, barrister. Well-made points as well. I welcome that very much. We continue to propagate our very own very gospel. And this is Radio Biafra. We must go to the lines. Our lines are open, please. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on Skype? Can you hear me?
Yes, director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, director.
Good morning.
My name is Kenneth Richukwu Onyedikam. I'm calling from Dublin in Ireland.
Yes.
Director, since yesterday or 2 days ago, I've been trying to get in touch, but thank God I made it now. I would just want to say something with the Ihejirika issue. Director, yesterday one of our brothers clarified that fact that the man did not mention Ihejirika's name.
Yes.
And he did not... he mentioned only that former governor of Borno State.
Yes,
Director, since this have come out, I want to ask that our brother, if he's listening, if he can upload that same discussion they had in TV, or if he has it, to put it here on Radio Biafra. Then I also want to suggest that if that is the case, we should also make a time to wait to this man to come here in this radio station and clarify himself. We can send a tweet to him asking him to come and clarify himself that bringing one of us into a Boko Haram saga is a mistake, that we wouldn't want to take it, because our people valued life more than anything, that he have to come to this our radio station. If he can go to other radio station to make a comment, he can as well come here and clarify himself, because we are one, even though they are evil people, but they are still our flesh and blood. We still have to protect them where necessary. So, Director, that is one thing I want to say, that we can tweet that man. If anybody have his tweet handle, he can also send it here, and we will find the time to send a message to him to come to this radio station and clarify him what he meant by those statements, that we all know who are the sponsors of Boko Haram, and they know themselves. So he cannot bring one of our own into it. And that is a very big mistake. And that mistake is also the mistake that will bring the division of that zoo, because we're already in the peak of it, and bringing one of us, or dragging one of us, or one of our illustrious son into it, will fasten that. And if they want to help us, they have to help us, but in the right manner. We don't want any of our kinsmen to be put in the line of Boko Haram, because we are not. Then secondly, Director, the other one is the other fool that called this radio station yesterday morning. Director, I want to tell you that those people have no meeting going on. They have not planned any meeting. What that man want to do is just to get a cheap publicity. And in essence, Director, you are not going to that meeting, but if he wants people to attend that meeting, people will attend that meeting. But I dare them that they are cowards. They will not even hold the meeting, because they should post the venue of that meeting. Radio Biafra will not come, but Igbo people will come. Some sons of Igbo people will come. Let us see. Let us see them. They will come out with their faces, and the people will come. You know, Radio Biafra, editorial board of Radio Biafra have nothing to do, but they want to make a meeting. That the meeting, we will come to the meeting. There are people that will attend that meeting, and they will attend it on their own, because they will not attend it as indigenous people of Biafra. But then we will see if they will hold another meeting someday, or they will forever scatter.
They are looking we are not going to even allow them to. They are looking for publicity. Nobody is listening to them. By talking about the work we are doing here, they hope that some of us may be able to go over and listen to them. They start inboxing you rubbish. That is what they do. But they have done us one great favor, you see. Because of the activities, we now know those who are genuine Biafrans and those who are fake. If not for them, we would have carried a lot of dead weight fake people into what we are doing that would have led to a compromise in time to come. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, Director. I appreciate every work we are doing here in Dublin, here in Ireland. We are marching forward unhindered. There is nothing that is we're supposed to do that we will not try our best to attend to it. This is a work that every one of us, no matter where you live in this planet Earth, provided you have a blood of Biafran in you, you have to stand up for this call. Because what is happening now, this thing is not live. We are all scattered everywhere in this, everywhere. Without a sense of purpose, people will think that life is eat and go to bed and sleep and drink. No, there is more to that than what we are doing now. We have to come out wherever you are. And people here in Dublin, please, we are not supposed to beg you. You're supposed to come and join what we are doing. Come out and join. Do not sit back. And I met a lot of people that are listening. They told me they hear my voice in Radio Biafra. I said, how? They said they see me on YouTube. How? But you listen, but you don't want to come to our meeting. Please come to our meeting. Come. We are not. It's not a tax force. We are not taxing people their money. We know that everybody is suffering, but. If it touches your heart that this thing is something that we're supposed to do, whatever you bring will be accepted. Like today, most of us fly Imo Airport and go. I'm from Imo State. That airport, when we are in primary school, Mbakwe said nothing is too small for Imo Airport. And that is how Imo Airport was built. Even up to now, some people that their parents did not contribute, most of them are the ones using that Imo Airport. They will be flying morning and afternoon. There are some people that contributed. They haven't even seen the inside the airplane. But now Imo State have airport. So please, wherever you are, I am telling you that if you do not answer this particular call, if you do not come out, one day you will regret it, and that time is too late. Now is the time. Every one of us who knows that he has something inside him, it's not only money, you can bring your idea. Maybe you can link us to the person that will link us to the next person that will help us to achieve what we are looking for. The whole world is listening to us, and they know why we want to be on our own. And that is the reason why all of us have to come out. It is not about talking on radio. There is work to be done. Director has stated it, and we all have echoed it wherever we are, telling people that please come and join this struggle. As you will be, everything that our people you said is also what is happening now. If you do not come out, how then can we go? Ofonya cannot. One person cannot go and buy and sell for himself in the market. That is why it's called market. Let everyone come out. Let everyone come and join this struggle. Let everyone support our director, Nnamdi Kanu, the only person that we know now that will lead us to that promised land. The only person that have sworn that nothing will make him to abandon this struggle. The only person that have left everything that he has been doing, leave his wife and children and the mother and sisters and all of them and come into this struggle. The only person that we know. That every other person that is fighting or thinking how to manipulate people, they are only standing in a sinking sand. But we know that our director, you are the one that the God Almighty himself have called. And by your voice, we already noticed that. And by you, we are all stand by, walking shoulder to shoulder with you. That no matter what it will be, we are all going to march into Biafra. Those that are still like going behind, talking, this is not time for talking. This is time for action. This is time for us to come together, come to the meeting. We are holding a meeting, a general meeting here next Sunday. That's on the 14th. If you want a direction, you come and go to Radio Biafra Facebook page, Indigenous People of Biafra Facebook page in Ireland. Come in. You will see the numbers there to ring. You should come to the meeting. You should come and hear what we are doing so that we can march forward. This is not life anymore. We are no more. In fact, living in this place is making me angry every day. I walk and I walk and walk. I ask myself, When I was a child, I go to the farm. We are all happy doing our things the way we're supposed to do it. Then here, I don't even know. I don't even know why I'm here anymore. I don't even know what is money. Is money everything? Is money that the reason why we scatter? Nobody will answer where you're supposed to get your, where you're supposed to get the respect is where you come from, not where you are. Where your respect lies is where God have put you, where people know you, when they call a meeting, you come. Plan how the things will work for your people. Please, Director, I am so upset this morning. I am calling everyone. Let them come. Let us finish this job. This job is almost done. It's almost done. It's just a little. Look at what they are doing. And those are our army brothers and sisters who are in the zoo. Fighting for, dying for nothing. At least they can die for something. Like a barrister said here on this radio station.
They will. Onyedikam, thank you very much. Thank you. They will. And you have spoken very well and very passionately this very fine morning as well. And thank you very much for that. We had a caller on the phone. We have now one again on Skype. The one on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The one on Skype, stay where you are.
Hello, Director. Good morning.
Good morning, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Blessed Man Onyechukwu Ezekiel from Orere, Agua Taluku Government in Biafra Land. I'm calling for Lease, Yankee Kingdom.
Thank you. Orere means the...
Orere,
I know now. Eri in the Bible. Orere means the... Ora, which means the crowd of Eri or the compound of Eri or something of that sort. Go ahead.
Yes. So, Director, thank you so much for the love you have to Biafra. Your love for Biafra is beyond human imagination, because some people just see the way you handle things in Biafra that touched me so much, because I know you really love this country called Biafra. Thank you for that, Director. So my contribution is this. Director, you see this why sometimes British people or maybe some Western, the way they see us sometimes is because the church they brought to us, they know that a lot of fraud is there. Then we are believing on it, saying that we are Christian. They know that. That is why they spend somebody that is not Christian than somebody that is Christian. Because they know they confuse us in many ways. If you see believing that, have to full confidence that I am a Christian, they see you as monkey. Because they that brought the church to us, they know that it's fraud. They put a lot of confusion there. And we still believe on this. That is why they never supported anything called Christian. So my suggestion is this. If we have Biafra, nothing like church, we don't need it. Only thing we need is we will have Biafra, our own religion, Biafra religion. That is what we have in Biafra land, so that they will respect us. Anybody that are coming to us, then we know that we are who we are. We will not just believe in any religion at all. We just stand on our own religion. Anybody that don't want it, from start, everybody that don't like it, we go out from our from Devonland, from the start. Maybe as time goes on, if you can see, then as time goes on, if you want to join any other religion, you can join. But to start, we have to wipe out those evil people. Even some churches, evil people, you see a lot of evil things they commit. That is why white people, they never even value anything called Christianity. That is our problem. We need to come out from that nonsense. We need to come out from that nonsense. I call it nonsense. No one goes to church more than me before. But now, I don't go to church again because I hate anything fraud. Anything fraud at all. Anything, no matter how big it is, I hate it. I don't like it at all. That is me. Thank you. That is my suggestion, Director.
Thank you very much, and well spoken as well. That is something that people don't quite appreciate. When you have inconsistencies in something, it pushes other people backwards. I don't like it. There is inconsistency that somebody can bring you the Bible and then turn around and support Islam. There is something wrong with it. Either they are lying to you, or the message they brought you is not correct. It's incomplete. Something is wrong somewhere. That the same people that gave you the Bible talked about brethren walking as one, being as one, then went back to go and support Islam. There is something wrong. Not just supported Islam to kill you, to wipe you away from the face of the earth. There is something wrong with that. Fundamentally wrong with it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, this is Ndubiso Suala from Holland.
Thank you very much.
Our national
director. Yeah. And good morning to all of you around the world, and good evening, based on where you are. This is the indigenous people of Biafra in Netherlands. Director, I want to use this opportunity to make announcement of our general meeting first. That is coming on Saturday, this Saturday, 6th of September 2014. And the venue where we will hold our general meeting is at Golden Lion, number 900. We have rented a hall where it will accommodate all the people that say that they don't want to hold a meeting in the house or in the place or residence of somebody's house. We have decided to rent a hall, a big hall, which will accommodate any number of people that wish to come and join us. Therefore, I'm appealing all of us, all Biafrans in Netherlands, especially those who are living in Amsterdam, whether new or old, those who have ideas that will contribute to our success, please come and join our meeting. We are staying where you can like to come, where you will accept to come and join us or give us advice or suggest the opinion how our director will do it good in order to for all of us to achieve our nation. The time we are going to hold our meeting is 4 p.m. on Saturday at the address Golden Lion near Hazenhof Metro Station. We will ask of Golden Lion number 900. Then you will come there and put your input and add your idea and contribute to your opinion and suggest or advise whatever way that is perfect in bringing Biafra a reality. Please come. We welcome you. Old and new member, welcome. Every Biafra, anywhere you are, we are welcoming you, please. 4 p.m., Golden Lion, number 900. The phone number you will call to contact us, if you are coming with a vehicle, please call this number, +31 68 57 64 986. I said it again, +31 68 57 64 986. Thank you. And also, director, my advice to all our people who are living in Amsterdam or in Netherlands, let the things that is happening in Netherlands become a teaching to all of us to understand that any kingdom that rises itself against its neighbor will fall. We knew and we have had all those evil union people that is in Netherlands who are having a different opinion, fighting each other, fighting Eze, fighting King here in Netherlands. We should understand that any kingdom that rises itself against its neighbor will fall. Now, I thank God that the reality will set us free, the truth will set us free. We have a union. I want to let the whole world to understand that you can never hide away from the truth. The Igbo Union in Amsterdam, they celebrated their New Yam Festival here. On the day appointed last Saturday of Friday, they made their own preparation of sticker and put the flag of Biafra on it. Every person that is coming in that hall wear the flag of Biafra, indicating that the truth of Chukwu Abiama has pushed them, has directed them, has arrested them to understand that they can never deny the truth about Biafra. That's why they mistakenly or purposely put the Biafran flag instead of that zoo flag in what they celebrated. All the people that did this, that attended this Igbo Yam Festival in Amsterdam, could bear me witness that all the flag in the sticker they wear is Biafran flag. And of course, the delegate from the embassy that of the zoo that came to that occasion was as was upset. He was they were disappointed to the extent that they said, these people that are bearing Biafra flag in the Nigeria, in their own so-called zoo, are they with them or they are against them? But the people that did this thing, maybe they do not know or they know. But what is important there, that every person around the world, so-called Igbo Union here and there, we should understand that you can never hide away from the truth. The only truth is indigenous people of Biafra that are now agitating for the freedom of their nation. Come and join us. As God, Chukwu Adeoma, has touched and arrested you to, instead of putting your zoo flag in your celebration, where you invited the whole dignitaries in Netherlands, outside Netherlands, and the witness that is Biafra flag that you are presenting to them. It is a sign for you to understand that truth is absolute and it is never compromised. You are Igbos, you are denying that you are not Biafra, but now God have arrested all of you in Netherlands to put the flag of Biafra, indicating that you will later come and join this Biafra for the freedom of your people.
Of course they
will. May God bless all of you, the Igbo Union or Haneze, or wherever you are in the world, puzzling for power, puzzling for chicken change that the governor of the zoo will give you. In other words, you are denying to face the reality. You are denying to claim your freedom in your own soul. Let us wake up this time. Most of you that are in Netherlands here who are saying that if you are making meeting in the hall, we should come. Now we have rented a hall that we accommodate 200 or 300 people. Please, my brother, my sister, fellow Biafran, no matter any tribe you are from Biafran region, come and join us. All the Abo people, all the Banke people that are here, we have sent you message, time without number. We have sent you official letter. Now, come and join us and contribute the idea for the progress of this Biafra, so that you will not say you did not hear, or they did not welcome you, or they did not allow you to contribute. Come. Your contribution is very important for us, and we will appreciate it. Yes, this Saturday, 6th of September, by 4 p.m., at Golden Leon, number 900. If you are coming with the navigator,
please, you round up for us, please. Please round up for us, please, please, please.
Okay.
And the next caller, only 2 minutes. There are too many people trying to speak. You compress what you want to say and deliver it in 2 minutes, please. Go ahead. Round up for us.
The postcode is 1103KK. Answer that if you are coming with the navigator, so that you will get our address and where we are holding meeting. May God bless you, and may God bless all the indigenous people of Biafra around the world. May God bless you, Director.
Thank you.
Keep on with you.
Thank you very, very much, please. There are too many people calling. If you call Radio Biafra, you will keep it to only 2 minutes. After 2 minutes, your call will be cut, please. Because there are too many people trying to get in as well. We value it. Of course, we have to make an exception for officers of state who want to speak. If you're an officer, 5 minutes maximum. Please, 5 minutes. Condense everything you want to say within 5 minutes.
Can you hear me, my honorable director?
I can hear you, please. Your name and where you are.
Yes, I was trying to turn down my listening device. My name is Bright Chimeze Ishunwa. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Okay, Bright, go ahead.
I was listening to the last caller that was saying that the indigenous people of Biafra over there in Amsterdam are asking them to rent a hall. Those people that are asking them to rent a hall, if you ask them to contribute towards this Biafra struggle, they will not contribute. Even if it is in a room where that meeting of indigenous people of Biafra is being conducted, my brother, I don't see the reason why somebody would be mandating a fellow Biafran to rent a hall for them to handle a meeting. Instead of him himself, that is requesting for such a thing, to come out and rent the hall. Concerning the issue of Ejidika, my brother, when I heard that news, I was dumbfounded. I didn't even know what to say. But the only thing I keep on saying is that anybody that is working for this zoo government at the end of the day faces disgrace. The only thing I can tell any Biafrans be you a policeman or an army man or whosoever that is having any political office, the person should walk with caution. The person should tread with caution. Otherwise, tomorrow they will disgrace him, because that place you don't belong there. Where you rightfully belong is Biafra. And when Biafra comes, you'll be well paid. You'll do your job. Look at today in Nigeria. Even if you put an Igbo man today to the ends of affairs to become the president of this nation, he will only work for himself. Nobody believes in this so-called Nigeria. My honorable director, nobody believes in Nigeria. The only thing they do is as soon as you are into that office, you work for your family. But in Biafra, you know you are working for yourself. Our brothers and sisters should learn that. Thank you, my honorable director. I know it's over 3 days I've been trying to call, but I can't send through. A lot of calls are on, so let me just allow that group to make their contribution while I listen. Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Sometimes that is the best option forward. Thank you very much. Nobody believes in the zoo. Nobody whatsoever believes in that damnable contraption we call the Zoological Republic. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. If you call us, please, I like what you have just done, please. Or no, Bright, rather, Bright Chimezie calling us from Iguacha in Port Harcourt, I presume. If you call Radio Biafra, please try and keep it as short as possible. If you can, condense everything you want to say and say it in such a manner that there will be space for us to analyze it and also allow other people to engage as well. No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they cannot hear us. We don't have time to waste anymore. We call you, you don't answer, and that's the end of it. If it is bad network, then that is how it's going to be. You keep trying until you try and get through. Wherever you are on this planet, you're listening to us. We are reporting on this very day, the fifth day of August in the year of our Lord 2014, that the zoo army is crumbling. Now is the time for us to go and inherit what is rightfully ours. This army is very weak. If we can now rally together, come together as a people, this army, we can defeat it and then become free once and for all. It's as simple as that. We will become free once and for all. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone?
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, please. What is your name for the benefit of our listeners all over the world, and where are you calling us from?
Director, my name is Victor. Okay, I'm calling from Abuja. I'm here from Ukwara Piebe in Imo State, Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the work you are doing for us. The work no man will do. He's going to go and repair you and your family. And the wound that gave out to you. You are really a kind man, a man that God built for us. What you are showing us, the way you are living out, many men don't understand it. They are living out a way of life. Let us do and the Lord will kneel down and praise you. People will praise you as God, but you're not God. That will come when they realize what you are doing for them. Right. Why I want to say, I'll thank you. Why? The reason why I called because of this, the kind I call it, issue of the, I had a dream last night. This issue of the want to set up, they want to make iPhone. They want to set us up. I had in that dream, I was quarreling, like a fight. In that fight, even I was fighting the guy himself. So police have to come, asking questions. Want to arrest us? What to me? What I believe in that dream, I want to just start going out the dream because of time. They want to tag off a terrorist. They want to make it that people will say these people are terrorists. So we should think about delay. Anything anybody is up for iPhone should remove delay from anything iPhone. They want to use to tag them down. They cannot work for them. Believe in me. When time comes, every group will join us. They have no option because you stand with truth. With what truth you stand, you go far. And we'll get Biafra pocketing.
Of course we will. We will get Biafra.
The other one is about Boko Haram issue. I'm not against Boko Haram, but the only way I'm against them is killing innocent people. Because Boko Haram are doing what their father taught them to do. The conquering people. So let us know the issue of against Boko Haram, I'm not against them. Because what they are doing right now, Boko Haram, before they, all this one attacking them, the one that told me about that, you know, Boko Haram is that point is, but the member Boko Haram has one in the Borno, West Fayette, East and North East. They conquer those places, they took over it. And before they come and kill people there, we have to give them options. You don't just start killing people like that. The government wants to stop them because, you know, Boko Haram will divide the country. That's why the military are fighting them. And a poor Islam man will not fight Boko Haram. And a true Islam man will not fight Boko Haram. So I want you to understand this earlier. One time, three Boko Haram is not crossed our own side. If they can take the whole of time for them, they should stop killing those people. They can give them all time to live. It's not what people are killing and presenting these people.
Yes.
Can I? This is not.
Yes.
Yes,
what I want to ask you is, what you're saying is correct. We've taken it on board. These are irrelevant people. They're not up to even up to five. They're not up to five. How can you call people in 88 countries to a meeting? That is stupidity and foolishness. That is number one. And number two, how are we performing in Abuja? What is going on in Abuja? The family in Abuja, what is happening there?
I'll call meeting. I'm trying my best. I call meeting. You know, I call up to 20 people. I call meeting. Up to 50 people, the only 10 comes. I'll try my best, I'm doing. But our people are afraid to come out. But I only can tell you that death is one thing. Defending yourself, time will come that you have no option that to defend yourself. If you don't come out now, they will get you later.
Of course.
Last week, we have meeting, and this week, we have to share flyer this week. This week is for flyers. We'll have to, all these flyers, the very places that.
We have lost him. We have a caller on Skype, I believe, and thank you very much for holding for a very long time. This caller on Skype, rather, can you hear me?
You, sir.
Yes, hello, how are you? Please go ahead, your name and where you are.
Okay. I'm calling from Thailand, Bangkok.
Ihanacho in Thailand, can you tell us, before you proceed to say what you want to say, do we still have a Biafran family in Thailand?
My director, I'm holding you responsible for what is going on in Thailand.
How? Please tell me and tell the world.
Because I have made a complaint here on Radio Biafra seeking for justice, and nothing has been done. What I mean is this: last time I was attacked here. In Bangkok. Let me just be fast to meet up with the 2 minutes. Nothing has been done, and the coordinator told you here on air that those guys that attacked me, they are Biafrans too. And I called them, coordinator to bring these guys, let them say it before my face. Whatever allegation they have against me, let them say it before my face. He keeps on perambulating. Now, I'm not going to go deep into that. I know we are into war mode now. I know what we are doing now. I know that we need to meet up. What we need to do now is not about manpower or talking this. All we need to be doing now is to be killing all these Judas among us. And this is going to be the last time
do what,
on
sorry?
On behalf of Biafrans in Thailand.
What you said, this is the last time you're going to do what? So I understand what you mean.
Yes, this is the last time I'm going to complain about Biafrans in Thailand, about how things has been run here, about the coordination here.
We are very open. Sometimes we criticize, sometimes we get it wrong, sometimes, or most of the time, I believe we get it right. What I'm asking you is the question I asked you before. When was the last time you attended a meeting in Thailand?
The last time I attended the meeting in Thailand was a month and a few weeks ago.
When you asked what, sorry? Your line, Jerome, your line is not very good. I can't hear you. You need to call us back, and of course I'll be speaking to the Asia rep. We have a caller on the line. Can this caller hear me?
Hello, sir. Good morning, sir. Is it me, sir?
I'm talking to you, please, my dear brother. Yes, this is Radio Biafra. Please, your name once again and where you're calling us from. And also, Jerome, stay where you are on Skype. Please go ahead. Go ahead. Call on the phone. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is Agunobi from Sweden. I want to use this opportunity to announce our event this weekend, the coming of Radio Biafra here in Sweden. This announcement goes to the people who Biafrans who live here in Sweden, that we will be having Radio Biafra here in Sweden, Stockholm and Malmo this weekend. This is about time we bring this gospel to your home, even to your under your wife's bedroom now. So I don't see any reason why you should not attend any of these gatherings this weekend. I'm urging everybody, those who are still doubting or those who have many questions that is bothering them, to please kindly attend one of these meetings that we are having this weekend. If you can easily get the venue, when you log into our Biafrans in Sweden website, you can get the venue and the address, the location, how to go about it. Please come with your friends. Those are our booking from Iguacha, Anyocha, and Niger Delta, as they call it. You are also welcome, and come with your friends. If you have some Swedish friend that wants to have interest in what we are doing, they are also welcome. Come with your family for this very meeting, because it only happens once in a lifetime. This gospel, we try our best to bring it to your doorstep, so that tomorrow you won't say nobody tell you about it, because our people always want to use the back door or place matter than others. Please, I'm urging you to come out on this weekend, on Saturday, being 6th of this month. The meeting will be holding in Stockholm, while on 7th it will be in Malmo. Please go into our website, Biafrans in Sweden, and to get more information. Director, I just want to greet you and ask Kwabiamma to continue to energize you and bless every indigenous people of Biafra who is making this gospel moving forward. Kwabiamma, bless everybody in the name of Jesus.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. I believe we've been rejoined by our brother who called from Thailand. Stay where you are, please. And also, at least in Germany, German television are now saying that the Boko Haram menace. At least they are honest in Germany. Do you know what they're reporting in Germany, according to Chi Doji? Thank you very much for the link you have just sent to me. What they said here is, in Nigeria, terror without end. This is being reported by a German news channel. And I'll read what they have said. They said, for months, the terrorist violence in Nigeria does not stop. Victims of bloody attacks are mainly Christians. At least, thank goodness that there are still some journalists in this part of the world who are objective, not like the BBC. Christians are being killed. Who are the Christians that are Biafrans? Yorubas are half Christian. Oh, God in heaven, please have mercy upon us. People don't know that Yorubas are half Christians. They don't quite understand that. Yoruba people are half Christians. They are half Christians, half Muslims. These are the people that I don't know. It's less for our people to come to their senses later on. At least they are saying something that is right from Germany. They should keep it up. It's the truth. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, my director.
Yes, please go ahead. You were saying something, please. Is there any reason why you held a meeting last over a month ago? I thought your meeting should be every 2 weeks. What has happened to it ever since? Is it that people are not responding in Thailand, or that Rocha Sokorocha through Bilie got to some of you, which I know they did? What is going on?
I wouldn't know, but from what I'm seeing, I know they are compromised. What I'm trying to say is this. And the last time I went to the meeting, I demanded the coordinator to bring those guys out, which he claimed that those guys that attacked me when I went for evangelism, that they are Biafrans too.
and I told him to bring those Biafrans to the meeting so that they can tell, they can, everything they say about me, they would let them say it to Biafrans. Let us know who is who among us. And he refused. So what I'm trying to say is this. I'm expecting your coming to Asia that you will mention you will come to Bangkok or you will come to Thailand as well. But due to inappropriate situations, I don't think you will be able to come here too. So all these things are not going. All these things are not well. So what I'm trying to say now, you might jot in this this name I'm going to give to you. Somebody who doesn't go for self-pity is what we need here in Thailand. It's what we even need in this Biafra movement. People that are transparent, people that knows themselves, that knows their stand. That is people we need. It's not people that prefer credit. It's not people that maybe when you give them $1, they change in the evening, in the afternoon they change. They are not steady. That is people we need in this struggle. I'm young. I'm a very young boy, but I see tomorrow. I see what is about to happen. So what I'm trying to say is this. There is a guy which I will be able to, maybe, whenever you come to Thailand, maybe they call the Sharep. His name is Ikechukwu. The popular call him JJ. This guy has been a good participant. Maybe on Hassanya, this guy is a good guy. He's the only person that see, even when you tell him something to do, he will do it the way Biafrans we want it to happen. He doesn't compromise. That is the only Biafran guy I have seen in this Thailand as a whole that is outspoken. Not all this Pauline News and his secretary, whatever. I'm not having any grudges with anybody. I'm not having any grudges. I don't do business with anybody. I'm with Haji. But I need what is happening in Malaysia, what is happening in Germany, what is happening in USA to happen in Thailand. That is my own concern. That's all. I don't fear any fucking person. I want us to progress. That is all. That is all. So taking that name, his name is Kiketuku, the popular, I call him JJ.
Yes, I understand. I understand. I understand.
Director, come to Thailand.
Hold on. I understand how upset you are, but this is Radio Biafra. It's a family radio station. People don't swear. The F word is not used on Radio Biafra.
I'm sorry, sir.
That's okay. But your complaint has been taken on board. And something is happening there. We are going to investigate it thoroughly. And I'm sure everybody is listening. Who's our Asia rep? This issue of Thailand has dragged on for too long. I want it resolved immediately. It must be resolved. People will come, people will go in this struggle. Of course, we know that very well. Everywhere there is this revolving door approach to it. People will come, people will go. I want the issue of Thailand resolved. And every coordinating unit in the world, you must meet twice every blessed month. Every 2 weeks, we're not an Igbo meeting. Last Saturday of the month. That is nonsense and bunkum here. Rubbish. We will meet every 2 weeks. Every unit must meet every 2 weeks. You must meet every fortnight. Every two weeks you must be meeting. Not every month. Not every month at all. So, my dear brother, thank you very much. Your complaint has been taken on board and we shall act upon it. We shall act upon it. Of course we will. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome every person. This is an open platform. People here speak their mind. We do so in truth and honesty, and our lines are open to accommodate that. Of course, we are only about 10 minutes away from closure today, but the truth must prevail. That is why we are here, without fear, without favor. We are doing so in full honesty, knowing fully whether Chukwuebom is our God. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
My name is Chukwuebom Obichebe.
Where are you calling from? Why should I come there to see you? Why don't you come to Sema Faruku Ibeku to see me? This guy is mad. I hate deranged people, people who are sick in the head. Who are sick, that is why you shouldn't smoke wee-wee goof when you're young. Once you smoke it, your brain will no longer be together again. People must understand this. He's talking rubbish. Every deranged soul will come up and claim one rubbish or the other. Who are you that we should come to your house to see? Are you insane? Are you drunk? Every idiot wants us to come to you and see him. People are mad. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. When they finish turning down their system, they can come to us. They will be able to come to us. No, they are not serious, are they? They are not serious. Or they are not accustomed to you. These are people calling us from home. This is Radio Biafra once again. Please, our number or our numbers are +44208133 9976. And when you call Radio Biafra, don't ask us to come and see you. Iwonye, we are in 88 countries of the world. We don't go to see people. You come to see us. If you want to see us, you come to see us. Not us coming to see you. What have you done for your country? What have you done for your country? We should come and see you. And all these idiots calling for meetings. Who are you? How many are you that you're calling for meeting? Four people together somewhere huddling up together. You're calling yourself one useless name or the other. He wants to come and meet you. Who are you people that we should meet you? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning, our director.
Good morning, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Emmanuel, calling from Russian Federation.
Emmanuel who? What is your surname?
Chukwu, Emmanuel Chukwu.
Emmanuel Chukwu, please go ahead.
Yeah. I want to say about, I don't want to ask a question because, you know, it's been so long I'm just reading the mindset of Igbo people. We are so jealous, in the jealous and the envy. You know, we want to one position. Why? I just want to ask that question. Why? It's all, because I don't know. I don't understand. So jealous and greedy, envy to our own self.
Why do you say that?
Because I see, you know, people is calling this one. The last caller called. Say he want you to come to his place.
He's a mad. He's a lunatic. Onyarakobo. Mad.
You understand?
People.
He wants you to come in his place because just imagine.
After smoking rubbish, this idiot. After he's on drugs. I think he's on drugs. Every pathetic, wretched fool. You come up, one or two of you, you go and after drinking in a bar, you form a Biafran group. You want to have meeting for unity. Every idiot wants to be united with what we're doing. What have you done before? Did you come out on the 30th of May? What have you been able to do for your country? Can you articulate a case for Biafra? Can you stand before an international audience? Can you be pleased on Biafra and you'll be able to convince people who hitherto were not even interested in Biafra? Can you convince them? Every monkey comes up from somewhere and says, oh, want to unite. Who are you? What have you done before? Kehime Gurumbembo. That deserves unity with you. Do you think that what we're doing here we're playing? Considering how hard we have worked. People don't hear. I have been doing Biafra for 19 years. 19 solid years I've been doing Biafra for 19 years. Our people are insane. Please go ahead.
So this thing is getting too much, you know, because we need to stop ignoring these bastards, I will call, because they are envy and jealous. Because there are many coming even in this future. So we need to keep focus, keep moving. Like all this Binet, last time, the other one called. Because I understand this Binet guy, he just want famous. He just want them for us to be talking about him. I don't know this group before. I start finding this group in Google now.
We cannot go to them. They are nobody. How many are there? How many people are there in the first place? In how many countries? You see two people in one bedroom flat somewhere in Europe talking rubbish. How many are there? You cannot do what we are doing. You cannot do it. They think leadership is easy. You cannot do what we are doing. You cannot be Nnamdi Kanu, for goodness sake. Not in this life, not in the next life. You can never be me. You may try,
never,
but you can never be me.
Never.
They are mad people. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype and other ones on the phone as well. Please, what is your name and where are you calling us from? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, director, good afternoon, sir.
Good morning from here, please. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Chinedu Innocent Ndukwe. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead. Wonderful people.
From Malaysia.
I know Malaysia, my own Malaysia. Yes, of course.
Go ahead. Okay, yeah. Director, actually, I don't intend calling. I only called just because of the question that called. There is one thing, Ibuna has seen. Ofonye siere ora. Nonyanare is bedora siere ofonye. Agatubo. So one thing, that person that just called now should know one thing, that if the whole Biafrans in the whole world, in the whole 100 and something countries in the whole world can stand, he is nothing. So I let him go to hell. So we don't need him. So we are more than him. So that's everyone called.
These are the people that smoke Indian hemp. You know, after a while, it displaces all the cells in your brain and you start to think like an idiot. These are the things that happens to them. After smoking weed for very many years, their brains have all gone to pot. And they cannot listen properly anymore. When they're hallucinating, they think they're seeing vision. These are people who are hallucinating. This same man, I believe, is the one who was in jail in Northern Ireland. They have deported him back. He's talking rubbish. People said, oh, they listen. I said, I can't listen to this fool. He's a buffoon. He's a madman. He's not well. One rang me the other day. I said that he is God, that we should come and take authority from him. Can you imagine such rubbish? Yeah, no. Anyway, they said that my father's house, there are many mansions, including ones for lunatics. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. This caller is on the phone. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Yes, director.
Yes, please. What is
your
name? Good morning. Your name and where you're calling us from?
Director, my name is Collins Chinedu. I am from East Yalamba, in Biafraland. I'm the coordinator of Biafraland in Hamburg.
In Hamburg. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah. First and foremost, Director, I want to announce our meeting coming up on Sunday, the 7th day of September 2014. And the venue of our meeting is Firing Camp number 27. Firing Camp number 27. For those of you who haven't come there before, you come with S-Bahn to the station called Hasselbrook. And when you get there, you call 01521-0251-1873. That is my number. And then I will direct you on how to come there or pick you up. Please, I am calling on dear friends in Hamburg. Please try to come out to join this struggle. We have dear friends in Hamburg who are dear friends today and tomorrow. They're no more dear friends. And the question I ask is, why coming out to identify yourself as a dear friend and finally stop? Have we gotten Biafra? Please, I urge you to please attend this meeting, because it is very, very important. Director, I want to comment on the guy that called it today from Germany. Director, this guy is nobody. This guy is nobody. I've asked him, like Chika Eke said, he has booked a meeting with him several times and he failed to show up. And that's the same case with him. I've asked him, firstly, he was threatening that he's going to stop us from meeting in Germany. I asked him to come to our meeting venue. I gave him the address. He sees our address on Facebook. But he's a coward. He can't do anything. And for your information, Director, this guy just joined Biafra struggle, not even up to 3 months. He doesn't know anything about this struggle. He's claiming he's representing Belize. This guy does not even know who transpired between Belize and Radio Biafra. And he lies to everybody. He tells you a different story today. He tells another story tomorrow. Please, we should stop publicizing this guy. This guy, I think he's a lunatic. I tell you, he's a lunatic. He has my number. I was the first person he contacted in Germany. You know, I confronted him and I asked him some questions. Then he opened up to me that he has not been in this struggle for a long time. I said, then what are you doing? I want him to desist from what he's doing, because he is going to pay for the crime of other people. He will pay for the crime of other people. If this guy is listening, I know after this call, he will call me. And I'm not afraid of him. You know? So, please, Director, I commend your good work and keep it up. And I still call on our people in Hamburg to please attend this meeting. It is very, very important. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, Madam. Bye-bye. Thank you very, very much. That was our coordinator from Hamburg. Anybody who is, anybody is with us as long as you are interested in Biafra, in advancing Biafra forward. One day, I will take out a time and do a program on these idiots. People don't even know what is happening. People don't know there are two versions of this so-called Bilie. You don't know that, do you? This idiot is working for the ones who are in continental Europe. There is another one here. I don't know if they have forged some kind of loose alliance or the understanding. I will spend time one day and spend 3 hours analyzing this whole thing for you. With facts and evidence. As I'm preaching it, I will get Engineer Iranya to be posting all the relevant evidence. That is the way I do program, with evidence. To say these are they are mad people. They are Nigerians. Their constitution says they are Nigerians. You don't know that before? Only in Biafra land. Only in Biafra na Chineke mena nye bere. Onyengwam na Chineke. Bikome romuge bere. We are indeed very, very daft. Honestly speaking. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Turn your system down if you can. This is Radio Biafra. Give me your name and where you're calling us from.
Hello, good morning. My name is Nnamdi Fabunike Onyekwe.
Thank you.
So my name's
good morning.
So I'm very grateful. Yeah. So thank God for your, for the wonderful work that you are doing.
Thank you.
I always call this number, and I know you are God sent somebody in this struggle.
Thank you.
Well, I'm pleading to our people, please. Oh, even the one who even I'm not running this. For those people that if you want to speak on this Radio Biafra. Please know what you will say for the benefit of people, for the benefit of pharmacies, for the benefit of those that are dying, those that lost their brothers, based on what is happening in this country called Zoo. Please, and second thing again, based on the last call, the last call now, I say that you should come and see him. That if you did not come and see him, that all what people are doing is nothing. I want to tell the person, if you are somebody, why can't you rise up and be doing something? And you see the person that is doing something, instead of you, because you are a God, as you say, if you are a God, as you say, why can't you join the person that have started the struggle, but you are there, sitting in your room, want them to come and see you. Before everything we have heard. To hell with you, wherever you are. To hell to the person. So please, our people should mind how they talk to people. This Biafra issue that we're in now is not the one that we did and lost the battle. But this one, if all these men that are so corrupted in Nigeria and the Nigerian politics will not join hands, I'm pleading to the pharmacists like me to rise up. God will provide a means. God will provide a way. Look at the people of Israel, 40 years in the wilderness. All those big men, Moses and the rest, they did not see the promised land. Because God knows that if they got there, they may be the people to pollute the promised land. And likewise, we promises in the Biafra land. Please, let's join together. Forget about those big and foolish and the big tummy nonsense people that are there. Look at my brother, Peter Obi. Sorry to say this. We'll come there. Can you have it? We may end up going to Madrid. My name is at the end, I've seen eventually. So please, if this big man cannot join hand in this struggle matter, please, I'm pleading for the promises around the whole world to rise up. And God must surely give us victory. As long as we stand on the truth and honesty, the victory is ours. Biafra must come. And all those big men, they will see. Thank you for the good work that you're doing.
Thank
that
you.
That's my little contribution
thank
this
you.
Morning.
Very little and exceedingly powerful. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra.
We have come to the end of our presentation this very beautiful morning. Wherever you are, regardless of what you're going to do for the rest of the day, for even those of you going to sleep, we must say to all of you, thank you for listening to us. Go out and preach this very gospel without fear. Just tell to people, listen to Radio Biafra. Those who are of weak disposition will run away. Those of them who are very strong, they will remain. They will remain with us because we are weeding out the chaffs amongst us. There will be mad people. There are those who are deranged. There are those who will be on ego trip. There are those with inflated self-importance. All of them will come, but they will fall. They will fall. I assure you, they will fall. We are in the phase two. It is not everything that we will be at liberty to tell you. Not everything you will be informed. Even the key officers manning the key ministries, I would say, that will see us through to the end, you will not know who they are publicly. But privately, we shall know them. You will work for your country, but in secret, that the will of God may prevail. This Biafra we have talked about today, this Biafra we have preached about today, will continuously and without fail remain our religion. I am a Biafran. Biafra is my religion. Anything else was brought by the British. Biafra is who I am. And that is my religion. That is the only way I can go to heaven, the only way I can worship God in truth and honesty. Because Chukwu Abiama told me, you will have no other God but me. That is the word of God. I will stand by it and I will die by it. For I am a jealous God, he went on to say. You will bow down not before any other thing apart from myself. So says the Lord of hosts. Not man, not prophet, not anything anybody said anywhere. So says the Lord of hosts, God in heaven. Therefore, I have chosen to worship him in truth and honesty through Biafra. To some of you, Biafra is a mere political ideal that we are pursuing. To some of us, to me, Biafra is more than life itself. Biafra is everything. That is why it is my religion. Biafra is my religion. On it I stand. Here on this radio station, Radio Biafra is where we will continue to worship. This is where we will worship the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Because only he is God. He will guide, bless, sustain, nurture, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama, the creator of the heavens and the earth, will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And from me here in London, it is simply good morning.